A warm winter, rising gas prices, and the fungicide in orange juice issue join increased orange juice prices as the reasons Florida Department of Citrus Deputy Executive Director Bob Norberg cites for a 15% plus decline in OJ sales for a recent four-week period.
I would say that half of that decline is due to the price increases versus last year. And then the other half is divided into four other categories, probably equally between them. We've had much higher temperatures in the eastern part of the United States for this winter, which has an effect on orange juice sales. We've had much lower incidence of cold, cough, and flu in the United States in the last couple of months. The fungicide issue is probably impacting some consumers still today. And disposable incomes with the higher cost of gasoline. I think that that's probably contributing to lower disposable incomes and not enough money for consumers to spend on orange juice.
About the weather, why is that? People tend to drink more orange juice in cold weather?
Yeah, we've seen traditionally orange juice sales are seasonal. They peak in January, and they're at their lowest levels during the summer. So I think that the cooler weather motivates people to drink more orange juice to ward off the cold, cough, and flu that may come with that cool weather.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.